going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, Ed, I want to call Oklahoma on this. We know what the Orioles did. They lost their third game in a row.
Did you mean Omaha?
Yeah, Omaha. So what did I say, Oklahoma? I was just making sure you were there. I'm going to call Omaha on this. Oklahoma is the drill we did in football.
Yes. Oh, I think they're outlawed now.
Yeah. Football ain't football no more. We were supposed to do this at 7:30, but I think this is worth two segments. Orioles lost the third in a row. Okay, that's a recap. Left 12 runners on base. 1 for 12 runners in going position. That's all you need to know. But Brandon Hyde told us yesterday that Grayson Rodriguez has a mild lat strain and he'll start throwing again in a few weeks. Are you beginning to lose faith in this guy?
On which guy?
Grayson.
Yes. Not lose faith, but lose faith that he can stay healthy.
Yeah. I talked about this Tuesday, Ed. You and Jeremy weren't here. When I was a kid, and I know my buddy Mark Healy is going to go ahead and make fun of this again because he says, well, I should have practiced that when I threw out the first pitch. But when I was a kid, when we were taught to throw, we had a stool. And we had to lift the leg over the stool that matched your throwing hand, meaning right hand, right leg. And the reason why we had to come with that follow through, because it was putting your hips and your legs into the throw as well, which saves your arm. And I was told the injuries that you could sustain if you don't do that with a proper follow through are shoulder and lat injuries.
Yeah.
He's had multiple lat injuries. You guys can YouTube this if you want. If you look at Grayson Rodriguez's throwing motion, that back leg is delayed in the follow through. Every time. And it seems to me that he's more focused on the arm whip and the velocity than the proper follow through. Look at his follow through. Look at his throwing motion.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that because what he's trying to do is exactly what you, if this is true, and I'm going to check it out, it's exactly what you're not supposed to do because somebody used to throw really hard named Nolan Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the size of his legs?
Yeah. And you ever see
they're enormous.
And that right leg is up as high as his waist when he's following through. Jim Palmer, yeah. All these. Look at Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
That leg, that back leg and his arm almost look like it's attached to one another.
Yeah.
And they get great follow through. Those guys are on the grass when they finish.
Yeah, because you throw with your legs.
And when I look at...
And you punch with your legs. I mean, this is throughout sports.
And I'm not saying Grayson doesn't bring that right leg. It's delayed. It's like the upper body first, and it's almost like his arm is dragging that right leg through instead of like kind of in concert with one another. And to me, and I said this before, and you look up and he's getting a lot of lat injuries, shoulder injuries. Mm-hmm. That was as a kid when I was, what, 11, 12 years old. That's what we were told. They didn't call it the lat. It just kind of pointed to your back area. You're going to get yourself hurt here and also in your shoulder. I don't think my coach knew what a lat was back then. But he was right. And I just wonder whether or not, is it part of his throwing motion that's hurting him? Because it's got to, I mean, it's almost to the point where you're holding your breath. If Grayson Rodriguez comes back in June, Ed, I'm going to be holding my breath with every start. Because that's why that's where it's gotten now to where he is now, in my opinion, injury prone.
Well, he's definitely injury prone. And I'm with you on that because, you know, you'll see guys who the premier players too very often. They'll be out, they'll be injured, they come back and think you were excited to see them again, and then by the third inning, you see them being taken out because something got triggered. Something's wrong. And I think sometimes it's like you said, it's an imbalance. You know, you may strain a lat or you may strain an oblique or whatever it may be. But I think sometimes it's because another muscle is stronger and pulling. That's how I had so much trouble with my rotator cuff, because I was told that I paid so much attention to doing bench presses when I was young.
Right.
That the muscles in the back weren't as strong as the front and they were imbalanced and pulling on each other. And I was like, well, that makes sense. And I wonder sometimes with these baseball players, when they have an injury that affects a part of the body, if there's something wrong somewhere else. And that's what's causing the imbalance. And he's definitely, he's one of those guys, though. And I'm starting to, after a while, you learn to say it, that it sounds terrible, but not count on guys.
Yeah, that's where I am. There you go. Perfect. Do you feel you can count on Grayson? Perfect. I couldn't say it any better. Because that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like, I can't count on this dude. And Kyle Bradish is not expected to be back till late summer. I have more faith in his return being sustainable than I do Grayson Rodriguez's.
Me too.
I got more faith in it, man. I got more faith in Zach Eflin's return being sustainable than I do Grayson Rodriguez. And I love Grayson Rodriguez. I've been looking forward to him 2 years before his arrival. Mm-hmm. I think the guy has immense talent. I think he's top of the rotation stuff.
I remember we interviewed him in spring training. Yeah. I really liked him.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that, Vinny always said, can't make the club in the tub.
No.
And as you say, the best ability is reliability.
Availability.
Availability. also a reliability.
Yeah, right.
But it just right now, you just can't rely on him at all. Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you getting to the point where you feel like you just can't rely on Grayson Rodriguez?
I feel the same way I felt about John Means.
There you go. Baltimore's same Big thing. Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, 7:31 in the a.m. That's funk, man. Grayson Rodriguez, according to Brandon Hyde, has a mild lat strain, and he'll start throwing again a few weeks from now. Ah, boy, are you getting to the point where you feel like we just can't rely on that guy, Eli in Parkville? What's up, Eli?
Good morning, good morning. I don't feel that way because he's injured. How I do feel, though, honestly, I miss Tyler. Tyler O'Neill needs to drop down in the rotation because we need somebody that can get runners in. He strikes out way too much. That's who I'm actually worried about.
I agree with you. He strikes out a lot, but last night he did drive in a run. Who do you move him for? His on-base percentage is .284, slugging .385. Who are the better options?
Mountcastle
has a .280 on-base percentage and a lower slugging.
But he doesn't play every day, though.
But he plays almost as much as O'Neill. You don't have – the problem is – and that's you're pointing out the problem, Eli. Nobody's hitting. The ones that Mullins hitting, he can only bat once in the order. O'Hearn is hitting, he can only bat once in the order. These guys aren't hitting. Holliday is starting to hit, but he can only bat once in the order. You're right by your assessment, but who do you switch him with? You can identify the problem. Yeah, but give me a solution. There are none, Ed.
Yeah, you're right. This is pretty much top to bottom, other than Cedric, I think. And O'Hearn. But like you said, they bat once through the order. That's it. You know, you need other people to step it up a bit because I tell you, the on-base percentages are stunning. You know, since we've had this paradigm shift the last couple of years, stop looking at batting averages, you start looking at how, when people get on base. Right. Those are low now because there were guys you could forgive, like in particular like Adley. Like he'd have a middling batting average sometimes. However, his on-base percentage was like, you know, .360. That's not what's going on right now.
He's saying that Mountcastle is a better option. He'll do better because he doesn't play every day. I got news for you, Eli. Look it up. Mountcastle has more at-bats than O'Neill. Look it up. Let's go to George in Columbia. What's up, George?
Hey, what's up? Going on, guys?
Not
great
much, man.
Show, man.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to – I don't have anything specifically with the Orioles, but I remember back when Roger Clemens was training with Andy Pettitte. And I guess they worked 3 days on this, and they would call it, you know, their leg day. They would be like, now is our moneymaker day. And they would work hard, hard, hard on their legs, push off, all that kind of stuff. You know, and that's, and they basically made that the thing. It wasn't necessarily their arm or velocity or you know, how much they could whip their arm. It was basically the strength in their entire legs. So I guess that's how they had that. Yeah, it's like you know, before they split ways for whatever. But
I don't think, to be honest with you, man, George, pitching injuries is an epidemic. My issue with Grayson is that he's had several of them. A lot of pitchers are getting hurt, just not multiple times like he is. I've said it before, Ed. Roger Clemens had great velocity, but the emphasis wasn't on velocity back then.
Right.
The emphasis was on going deep in games. You know what I mean? So dialing back and knowing how to preserve yourself.
Right. And even and got Nolan Ryan I brought up because that's even further back. But again, a guy that had tremendous velocity when people didn't really, nobody's throwing that hard. But he had tremendous, he had tree trunk thighs, you know, Earl Campbell legs, and that's where he got his power from. And you preserve your arm. He had other problems. He had blisters, you know, problems and things like that, but not arm problems.
I want to go back to Eli because people, Ed, it's kind of frustrating. People really don't understand how bad this offense is. Like he was saying, give Ryan Mountcastle a chance. Basically, he doesn't play every day. Ryan Mountcastle has 71 at-bats. Tyler O'Neill has 65 at-bats. So I don't know how you use the excuse that O'Neill is playing more than Mount. He has fewer at-bats. The offense is bad. Eli presented a problem. He did. A problem that we all know. But the bigger problem is there are no solutions to those problems on the team. No one's hitting. Three people on the team right now are hitting. Three. That's it. You got 9 spots to fill.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the offense is a problem. You get to the point where you feel like you can't rely on Grayson Rodriguez. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm kind of losing confidence in his ability to stay healthy. Is this like the third time or something like that?
He got his debut to the Major League Baseball got delayed. He got injured last year, and now this year. So yeah, third time. And I guess you can call it fourth time because his return is going to be delayed because of this lat injury. So technically, maybe you can say four times.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of losing confidence. And real quick, y'all, man, I'm sitting in charge of my car, and I fall asleep, and I had this dream that Rob was giving this affair at this banquet hall in some shopping center, man. And then I just now woke up and, you know, heard the topic, but
hey,
it was weird, man.
Hey, Mike, don't you ever dream about me, man. And before you say you dream about me, go no diddy.
It was a nightmare, man.
Yeah, okay,
but
there you go.
Was giving an event, man.
Did I make any money for my hoops team with it?
Probably so.
All right, there you go.
Kind of charity event.
That's the only time
I do. Weird, man.
Man, it's weird.
He fell asleep in his car?
Yeah,
while I was charging it.
Okay.
I just learned
something.
That's
a knock on electric cars.
Yeah.
It takes so long to get them filled up, you just take a nap.
I never envisioned Mike as an electric car guy.
I would have not have thought that.
I did not see that.
Years. Yeah.
Mike is driving a Tesla.
Tesla.
I can't believe Mike is.
I don't remember the one day he came up here to give us our gift around Christmas.
I saw Tesla or Prius. What else is there?
Chevy Volt.
Oh, that's right, the Volts.
Yeah.
No. They're the small ones, right?
Yeah, they're roller skates.
I can't see. It's probably a Tesla. I can't see him driving a Prius. I can't see him driving a small car. I just didn't envision him as being an electric car guy.
Yeah, that's a real knock on those things. I mean, could you take a nap gassing up your car? No.
Well, if you do, you shouldn't be driving. It doesn't take that long.
Exactly.
410-583-1057 is the number. I just realized why you guys made fun of me. I did say Tesla.
Yes.
Why did they repeat what I said?
I thought you meant to do that.
No.
I'm going to start calling them Teslas.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy's out. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How
good.
Good. Happy Friday, bud.
Happy Friday, Pep.
Yeah, babe. If the Orioles continue to play the way they are playing, will Brendan Hyde and Mike Elias make it through the season without being fired? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too, man. I just don't think. I don't see the solution right now being firing someone.
No.
Not
that it's out of the question.
It's not out of the question.
But I don't see it as a solution usually anyway.
But unless something's changed from last time I was down, it was Saturday. Unless something changed from Saturday to the day 5 days later, it didn't look like Brendan Hyde lost the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And again, things change. You and I both know that changes quickly, man. It could be one thing that's done that could put you over the top because you've been kind of shoving other things aside. But last I checked, he hadn't lost the clubhouse. And I think that's what would cause Brendan Hyde to lose his job, to lose the clubhouse. And it just doesn't seem that way to me.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.